welcome back to the Mosaic Podcast. This is the place where we put the pieces of life and business together to create something masterful. All right, here I am this week with another quick episode. I think a longer episode is due. I think it's coming. I am thinking that the next one is going to be like a long life update, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay. So what comes to me this week is something I really wanted to make sure that you know about me. Today, I really want to talk about something simple, but for me, it's also deeply personal. And that is that why I don't cuss. and this is not to say, you know, not to use as a judgment or not as a rule, but as a choice that reflects who I am and the kind of professional I want to be and the kind of example I want to set for my kids. So, a quick story. I have always thought it's kind of cool to go against the grain a little bit. I was never a rebel by any means. And this is not to say it's in a rebellious way, but in a choose your own lane kind of a way. And for me, one of those choices is not using the cuss words. Because let's just see, I mean, admit it, right? These days, it's really rare to meet someone who doesn't sprinkle a few faulty words into their everyday language. And honestly, I mean, I have podcasts that I listen to week after week that I love, and the host can't go three sentences without the F word in them. And some of them I love and just the same. But for me personally, it's not about like, this is not, I'm saying I'm better or worse. It's just not who I am. And I want you to know that because here we are, into the 37th episode, right? And I don't think you probably heard any cuss words in this podcast. And I want you to know that it's not because here I'm coming week after week into this podcast recordings and being someone that I'm not. So what you hear on this podcast is exactly who I am in real life. I'm not this one personality here and another one somewhere else, right? So the most you'll probably hear from me in real life is like, oh, shoot. So, and one of my biggest reasons for this choice has been my kids. And I want them to grow up with a sense of respect in their language. That's how I was raised. And I know that my kids might cuss when they are around their friends. I mean, it's right now, it's very rare to find people who don't do this. But that's also part of growing up. But when they are accidentally like slipping something in front of me, they immediately apologize. And I really like that. And to me, that is very respectful and it speaks volumes. And it's not about being cool either. Like, in fact, I think it's kind of opposite. For me, this is about choosing my words with care. It's a way of holding myself to a standard I myself feel good about. And not modeling that. And modeling that for the people around me. Right? So, really, I guess maybe the teaching moment, I want you to first, I wanted to really record this episode just so you know that this is who I am. You're getting what I am. But also, you don't have to, like, maybe a message to take away is that you don't have to follow the crowd just because everyone else is doing something. Your personal choices, so whether it's language or the habits that you do or your values, become part of like your signature in life. And when you're aligned with who you truly are, they carry more weight than you might realize. Okay, so this episode's affirmations are: I choose my words with intention and respect. I honor my values even when they are different from the crowd. My actions and words align with who I truly am. I lead by example for those I influence. And I am proud of the standard I am setting for myself. That is it, my friends. So, really, whether you cuss like a sailor, or never at all, okay, I love you. And I hope that today's episode reminds you that authenticity is really about making choices that feel right to you. So be you fully, unapologetically, and consistently. And if that means going against the grain, all the better. Love you, and I will see you in the next episode.